I wouldn't let you guys get away without a short little devotional, short little message, and it's called Humanity in the Manger. And I wanted to read from Luke chapter 1, simply verses 78 and 79 this morning. Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Have you ever tried to be someone that you are not? Or tried to become something that you're not meant to be? I think every kid, I know every boy growing up, way back when I was growing up, wanted to be a hockey player. For me, it was like Guy Lafleur. He was my idol. He was fast, I was fast. He had long hair, I had long hair. He had leather Bauer skates, I had plastic Microns. He shot right, I shot left. He used a Bauer hockey stick, I used whatever Dad could afford. He was a right winger, I was a left winger who wanted to play on the right side. He had amazing slap shot, I did not. He wore the rouge, blanc, and blue, and my team wore the Bruins colors of all things. One Christmas, Mom and Dad gave me a Montreal Canadiens jersey with his name and number on the back. The name and numbers were actually the rubberized melt-on type, so they wouldn't rub off, they wouldn't disappear. I was so stoked. I absolutely loved it. I wore that jersey everywhere as much as possible. The transformation was complete. I was Guy Lafleur. Truth is, I was an imposter. I was a fake, I was a forgery. I never made it to the NHL. I never scored hundreds of goals. I never played past midget. I didn't play hockey again for 7 years until I was first married. A single mom raising her only son on her own meant no hockey. So what do? You look for a new sport, a new mentor, a new idol. So I became Larry Bird of the Boston Celtics. Some of you know who that is. It's basketball. But the question is this. What number do we wear on our backs? What name is on our jersey? You can give me my jersey there. Cover your eyes. I know. Cover your eyes. But hey, come on. Look. See? That's my name. Let's see if I can hang this up here or not. I'll put it there. But what number do we wear on our backs? What name is our jersey? Who is it that we want to be? Who do we want to be like? Who do we want to emulate and become? The truth is, we were never meant to be someone else or be like someone else. We were meant to be us whom God created, talented, skilled, and hearted us to be. His unique creation, unlike anyone else. You're not like anybody else. But we have been made in whose image? In God's image. To reflect Him, His thinking, His love, His care, His joy, His sorrow, His empathy, His trust, His justice, faithfulness, rightness, righteousness, and holiness. I remember trying to find my voice as a pastor. I was new up in Peace River. I was phrasing and voicing, thinking, sentence structure, pace and pause, eloquence and rhetoric. Do I speak hard? Do I speak soft? Do I challenge? Do I not? What do the successful pastors do? What fills the building? What draws the crowd? Obviously not what I'm doing. What I have come to realize is that it is not the presentation that matters, but the preparation of the word in your heart. Am I soaked in the word? Am I soaked in my relationship with God? Do I care more about representing Him or about myself? I need to be whom God has created me to be with all my talents, skills, hearts, desire, likes, dislikes, experiences directed to proclaim Him and His truth. God has created each person in the place they are, at the time they are, with whom they are, for His purpose and His glory. I am the person I am, in the place I am, at the time I am, for God's purpose and His glory. The greatest thing about the incarnation is that God came down. Jesus, born as a babe, lived as a man, died as a man, for His Father's purpose and glory, to redeem men and women fallen from their purpose and glory. Humanity has always had a purpose and glory, and it is found in Jesus. Isaiah 9, 2 to 7 says this: "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. You have enlarged the nation, increased its joy. The people have rejoiced before you as they rejoice at harvest time, and they rejoice when dividing spoils. For you have shattered their oppressive yoke and the rod on their shoulders, the staff of their oppressors, just as you did on the day of Midian. For the trampling boot of battle and the bloodied garments of war will be burned as fuel for fire. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this." Can we say amen? Amen. Jesus was born to give us light in the darkness. Man became darkness. Jesus is the light. Man was removed from paradise. Jesus was born to restore man to paradise. The Apostle Paul proclaims that man turned and turns away from God. Romans 1, 20 to 21 and 28. Jesus was born to return man to God. Jesus became human so that we would become human. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, talking about the incarnation, said this: "Human beings are not transformed into a form that is foreign to them, not into the form of God, but into their own form, a form that belongs to them and is essential to them. Human beings become human because God became human, but human beings do not become God." What do you think about that? In the Garden of Eden, when man doubted God and desired to be God himself, we destroyed human nature as God created it to be. Humanity came under the curse of sin and death instead of eternal love with God and life with God. That one decision changed our mindsets for this current age. Therefore, as Paul states, we knew God, we refused to acknowledge God, thinking He is not worthy of our time, and therefore we are given over to a worthless and senseless mind by God to do what ought not to be done. Romans 1, 21, 28. Jesus came to remove that curse. He was born to remove a worthless mind. He was born to restore us and keep us as to God's intended humanness. Humanity is in the manger. Dietrich Bonhoeffer also said this: "Human beings do not take on an independent form of their own. Rather, what gives them form and maintains them in their new form is always and only the figure of Jesus Christ Himself. He is what humanity is and should be." What gives men and women their identity as human beings is not our acts of kindness or our goodness or being born of a woman, but the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus was born and lived and died as a man in order to show us what it is truly to be human. and to restore us to that true identity as God created us to be. And that includes in living a relationship with Him. John 1, 4 to 5, life was in Him, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness did not overcome it. Walking in the humanity of Jesus Christ, one can never be overcome by the darkness. You can never be overcome by the darkness. The devil can make no claim on you. Being born to die, Jesus removed the claim of Satan's on humanity. But that claim is removed only if one believes and accepts the gift in the manger. That's Jesus Christ. John 14, 30, I will not talk with you much longer, because the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. Matthew 28, 18 to 19. Then Jesus came near and said to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What happened there? We have authority. Jesus said, all authority belongs to me and now it is yours. Go and make disciples and share the gospel. So the question is, whose name is on your back? Whose name is on your back? Is it yours or is it someone else's? Because each of us belong to Jesus. If you have believed and trusted and followed Him, but your name should be on your back because He created you in His image, to be His image on earth, but in your person, His unique creation. So, this is my team. This is my name. But this is who I'm a part of. And that would be a cross. That would be Jesus. We are each are made unique as we are to serve and be on Jesus' team. But we each have an identity. We're made unique. Sermon in a sentence is this. Jesus was born to show us and redeem us to be human as God created humanity to be. Amen? Amen. Amen.